Humanitarian workers from around the world are rushing to western Sumatra, where Wednesday's earthquake has left over 1,000 people dead and likely several thousand more trapped beneath the rubble. Among those involved in the relief effort are Czech charity workers based in Aceh, northern Sumatra, where they've been working throughout the numerous disasters that have afflicted the island since 2005. Christine Falvey has the story.
Half of the Sumatran cities Padang and Pariaman have been destroyed. People are still being pulled out of collapsed schools, hospitals, and businesses more than 40 hours after being trapped there by the 7.6 magnitude earthquake. On Wednesday, the Czech mission of Caritas Internationalis sent a team of experts to investigate the situation, and the head of the mission, Martin Vanya, says a rescue team will now follow.
Now approximately a team of 20 to 25 people, who most of them will be ready and deployed at the place of Padang today. The main thing is currently the helping to still getting the people from the ruins, because there are the hundreds of buildings collapse at the place. The second one that already our people were bringing, there are some very, very basic material, which was the water, hygienic items and so on, which we are either able to provide through sending from Banda Aceh the money to their bank account, or we can do it through buying the things here in Banda or Medan or Jakarta and then sending it to the place of disaster.
Rescue teams will now be working at the scene of the catastrophe, equipped to tunnel through the wreckage for survivors. Those above the rubble are without infrastructure and are in need of medicine, fuel, drinking water, and shelter. The Czech charity People in Need is beginning its exploratory mission and has freed up 500,000 crowns for immediate humanitarian aid. Mr. Vanya, who is currently in Sumatra, says there are two key words in terms of how Czechs can help the situation: money and media.
Disasters is usually the time that it stays in the media is the most crucial for getting the help to the victims. So, of course, the money will be needed. What I heard from the Czech Ministry of Foreign Affairs that they don't want to be sending any humanitarian assistance, which I think is great, because, I mean, there are other countries closer, like Australia, New Zealand, and others, who can do it much quicker and much more efficiently. But what they want is to allocate the funding, either for the emergency phase or for the longer-term development, because, again, these basic needs now in the first week or the next 2 weeks won't be enough. And it's quite clear already from the statements of the Indonesian government, which ask openly the international community to support the victims of this disaster.
Caritas Internationalis is a Catholic social development and service organization, the Czech chapter of which has been working in Sumatra since the Indian Ocean earthquake that killed 230,000 people in 11 countries in 2005. Of the series of earthquakes that have hit Indonesia over the last 5 years, three in Sumatra were among the largest in magnitude in recorded history.
Christine Falvey talking there to some of the Czechs helping with the aid effort in Sumatra. And for more information on the activities of Czech charities in Indonesia, the address for Caritas and People in Need's website are on our website, which is, of course, www.radio.cz. Now, concerns regarding a possible swine flu epidemic in the Czech Republic